The Easter Celebration, What Does It Really Mean? By Curtis Peter Van Gorder. Easter is the most important Christian festival of the year, celebrating Jesus' resurrection 3 days after his crucifixion. Like Christmas, the meaning of Easter can be obscured by our traditions, which are often hand-me-downs from our pagan past. The published results of a poll conducted by Australia's Sun Herald newspaper, in which people were asked what Easter meant to them, were in this order. Chocolate Easter eggs, 54%. A long weekend holiday, 39%. The Royal Easter Show, 21%. A religious occasion, 20%. Sydney's Roman Catholic Archbishop lamented, "For many, Easter has no religious significance at all. It's just another secular festival. The Easter Bunny, lots of chocolates, Easter hunts. Where did it all start?" Some scholars believe the name Easter comes from Istra, the Anglo-Saxon name of a Teutonic goddess of spring and fertility. Her festival was celebrated on the day of the spring equinox, March 21st. The rabbit was a symbol of fertility due to its high rate of reproduction. At this festival, vividly colored eggs representing the bright sunlight of spring were given as gifts or used in egg rolling contests. Eggs were rolled at one another, and the egg that remained uncracked the longest was the winner. Yet, despite its pagan past, today Easter also has many meaningful traditions celebrated around the world. Greek Orthodox children are sometimes seen tapping red-dyed eggs together. One child says, "Christ is risen," and the other replies, "Yes, he has really risen." In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, USA, the Moravian Trombone Band plays hymns around the city before dawn on Easter to call their flock to attend a sunrise service in the old Monrovian Cemetery. At the service, the trombones rock out with joy as the sun peaks above the horizon. Easter is intertwined with spring in the Northern Hemisphere. New plants are shooting up everywhere at this time. I remember the beauty of the dogwood and magnolia trees blooming in all their glory, filling the air with their sweet scent at Easter. In Japan, I saw wild lilies sprouting up in many uncultivated fields during spring. The lily is a favorite symbol of Easter that is often used for decorations at this time. The pure white blossoms remind us how Jesus took us, dirty as we were, and washed us clean. As the lilies sprout after a long winter, so Christ gives us new life through the hope of his resurrection. Candles are burned during many Easter celebrations. In Russia, Orthodox Christians hold a prayer vigil service on Easter Eve. A large lit candle on the altar represents Jesus being the light of the world. This candle is in turn used to light each worshipper's candle. This tradition represents the spreading of Jesus' light throughout the world. Many people around the world would dramatize the Easter story in passion plays. Perhaps the most famous passion play is performed by the villagers of Oberammergau in southern Germany. It was first performed in 1634 by the village in gratitude for being spared from destruction by a plague. With only three exceptions, the play has been performed every 10 years since 1680. In Eastern European countries, a lamb is an important symbol of Easter. Many people serve lamb for the Easter feast or make a lamb-shaped cake. Jesus is referred to numerous times in the New Testament as the Lamb of God. It is quite amazing that on the very day that Jesus was crucified, the Passover lamb was being sacrificed in the Jewish temple. Sacrificial Passover lambs needed to be without blemish, Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. Christians believe that Jesus was without sin, and his death purchased forgiveness of sin and salvation for all who will accept him as their Savior. Upon seeing Jesus, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Because he rose from the dead, we also have the promise of eternal life in heaven after we die. Easter is a time to celebrate new beginnings. Let Jesus touch your life, if he hasn't already, and he will give you not only heaven hereafter, but also a wonderful new start here and now.